This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 30th, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I'm going to be moving through, hopefully, a whole host of news. I'm here to tell you, it just gets crazier every week. I mean, I'm here to tell you some of the things that we're going to talk about is just, it's nuts. It is just totally nuts. But to get us started, a couple of things I wanted to mention, honorable mention, you may say. Daniel from Canada called in last week to Stephen Allen's show. And I mentioned the We Need to Talk About Sandy Hook documentary on BitChute. I think actually he was involved in the making of that. So if you're at all interested, got a lot of email off of that subject matter last week. There's also a video on BitChute by a gentleman named Wolfgang that's a retired state trooper. And I had no idea all that information, what he did involving Sandy Hook. So not going to stay on that subject, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Also, got a lot of email from listeners asking about Elon Musk. Wasn't it interesting? Elon Musk, I don't think he had bought Twitter. I guess maybe he had signed a contract to buy Twitter. I don't think he'd actually taken possession. But the next day, he loses $126 billion. Tesla, thought that was somewhat interesting. On the subject of Elon Musk, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I have to Allen it. I don't get excited that anybody's riding in on the white horse. I don't believe anything's going to happen except get worse until I see something happening where things are not getting worse. And, well, so far, you know, there's all this massive corruption and, you know, no accountability whatsoever. So it's not whether Alex Jones gets back on Twitter. I'll believe it's a free speech platform when David Duke gets back on Twitter, which if you remember back before they threw David Duke off, he was using Periscope. He was really doing a lot with that platform, but of course he was tossed. And you know, I think I'm almost an expert on the changes and the scrubbing of the internet, because like I've said on this broadcast many times, for years, the YouTube videos that I played, and you could get any kind of subject matter back then, 9/11, it didn't matter, it was all there. I put in folders, and now I can go to these folders in my email, and I mean just video after video has been removed. All the Dr. Wayne Luther Pierce. But, you know, you say scrubbed from the internet, a lot of it has made its way over to BitChute and some of these other platforms, but here we are, and this story I'm going to lead off with. Everybody has had to cover this story, all right? I've heard Glenn Beck cover this story. I've heard the two guys that took over the Forgettables for Rush Limbaugh. Mainstream media is being forced to cover news and information that just a short while ago was left to Republic Broadcasting and other networks like this to even touch or inform the people about, because the tyranny and the corruption is so blatantly in your face now. And so I heard all these talk shows cover this, but here we go. Biden administration announces new DHS speech police headed by unhinged social justice woman, RT. President Joe Biden's administration is expanding the U.S. Department of Homeland Security purview to include fighting speech that the government deems to be disinformation. And, you know, the recent disinformation that the government deemed disinformation Well, and the mainstream media too, the lapdog, prostituted, worthless mainstream media in America, was the Hunter Biden laptop. Remember, that was Russian disinformation. Okay? Then a whole litany of all the subject matter regarding COVID-19 and the host of lies that was told by the mainstream media and the Republicrats and the Democrats and the Biden administration and the CDC and Fauci. So the truth is actually what they're fighting here. We are to the point. I want you to think about this now. Really let this sink in. George Orwell, who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. If you think about who controls the present controls the past, look at all the 9/11 truth that's been scrubbed. USS Liberty. You can pick your topic. Look at what just happened in the last 2 years where you couldn't post anything on the internet, at least certain platforms, the big ones, the tech giants, about true information about masks or any of the relative statistics that proved that, you know, it was insane what the government was doing. So here, the Biden administration, wait for it, cares so much, you know, about the truth, and of course, this comes on the heels of Elon Musk supposedly going to buy Twitter, and I guess the quaking in their boots that there may be a giant tech platform where someone may be able to post some truth. Plans for the new initiative were revealed on Wednesday when DHS Chief Alejandro Mayorkas said in a congressional hearing that his department had created a, listen to this title, Disinformation Governance Board. Man, that sounds straight out of 1984, don't it? The board will be headed by, Nina Jankowicz, whose resume includes stints advising the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry. Oh, yay. And overseeing the Russian Belarus programs at the National Democratic Institute. Cat's out of the bag, Jankowicz said in a Twitter post. Here's what I've been up to the past 2 months and why I have been quiet on here. Honored to be serving in the Biden administration and helping shape our counter disinformation. What did it say? Efforts. Okay. Now, look, when I first got this sent to me, I thought this was some Babylon Bee parody. Okay. I didn't believe this was legit. And it's a little hard to hear for radio. If you look at the video, they've put the words up, and you can find this everywhere. You can probably just Google her name and this will come up. But this is a little ditty, I guess you would say, that she created and posted on TikTok. So let's play audio number one, please, Sam.
Information laundering is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes some lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious. It's how you hide a little idle lie. It's how you hide a little idle lie. It's how you hide a little idle lie. When Rudy Giuliani shared bad intel from Ukraine, or when TikTok influencers say COVID can cause pain, they're laundering disinfo when we really should take note and not support their lies with our wallet, voice, or vote. Oh!
This is the point of the show. We're going to say we're kidding, we're making all of this up. It's not really happening in the country you were born in, but it is happening. That's now a law enforcement official. It's also the person you just saw, an individual who brags about getting a master's degree from Georgetown University. In case you're wondering if the entire academic credentialing machine that sustains America's ruling class is in fact a joke. Spoiler alert, yes, it is a joke.
All right. There you have it, people. That is the, that's the world in which you live. This type of insane lunatic nut job is being appointed to decide what information is allowed on the internet. I mean, you know, I guess the good news is that some mainstream media, large platforms like, you know, Glenn Beck and others are covering this, and people know this. I did hear a real interesting phone call into Sean the Pawn Hannity, where a guy was saying he didn't believe anything on TV and it was ridiculous to go fund Ukraine or fight for Ukraine when we won't even support our own borders. And of course, more war pawn, you know, tried to argue it. I mean, it's this notion of, and I, you know, Joe Biden is asking for $33 billion in more arms. They're actually killing Russians with American arms now. And I'm going to be getting into the stories, but and Russian television is running ads to the Russian people discussing the fact that nuclear war may be on the horizon, in case you don't know it, or you know. And of course, so the United States government is trying to continue as much and cause as much bloodshed as possible. But this caller that called in to the Pawn Hannity, he made some great points, and he said Pawn tried to talk about the Ukrainian people being killed and blah blah blah, and this guy said, I don't believe anything I see on TV, and so they're out there. What I'm trying to say is, the reason they're creating this disinformation board or whatever it was I called it. What was the official name of it? It's Orwellian. Everybody's having to say Orwellian now, aren't they? The board. Disinformation Governance Board. Governance. That's what I was trying to look for. Is because they can't stand the truth. I mean, if these large tech platforms allowed people to put the truth on there, I guess they're afraid it would spread and people would actually wake up to this complete insanity in which we're living in. I mean, just that one story, and that's the reality, and that unhinged lunatic is to head that up, just that in itself tells us so much of where we're at and where we're headed. And I think, you know, I don't, the Republicans aren't going to do anything. So, you know, I think something will most likely happen with the Twitter Elon Musk situation. My mind does not envision a scenario where people's going to be able to put the truth on Twitter. They'll come up with something. Well, this is the first thing they've come up with, is they'll govern it themselves. Of course, they wouldn't do anything. They didn't care a damn about what was happening on Twitter or Facebook, as long as anyone trying to tell the truth was being censored. They loved that. But now, if the ability may come about to actually put some truth on there, well, it's time to legislate, and we got to govern that now. We got to pass legislation. We got to put a stop to that now. We're not going to have any free speech around here. You know, the hypocrisy is just completely unbelievable. Also, U.S. doesn't want peace in Ukraine, China. Washington wants the conflict to drag on and weaken Russia, Beijing claims. Hey, they see what's happening. No, RT.com, the U.S. isn't interested in peace in Ukraine, but is instead doing everything it can for the conflict in the country to last as long as possible, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman said during a briefing on Friday. While the international community is calling for the end to the hostilities, the U.S. keeps adding fuel to the fire and shows readiness to fight until the last Ukrainian, Zaho, insisted, referring to the ongoing financial aid and deliveries of weapons from Washington to Kyiv. Their actual goal isn't achieving peace, but making sure the conflict drags on. As the Americans say it themselves, they're looking to weaken Russia, he said. As for whether the U.S. brings peace or war, security or chaos, I suppose we will all know the answer to those questions, the spokesman added. Now, Biden was out talking about how they were going to just keep seizing Russians' property. You know, the Russians can't play in Wimbledon. They can't compete in these various games. You know, the equality-loving American government will completely do an about-face and then censor all these people from competing in things they've worked for their whole life just because they're Russian in an attempt to, you know, malign and try to turn the Russian people against Putin. It's just incredible. I want you to listen. Here's Biden speaking about how they're going to seize these oligarchs' yachts. Let's play audio two and then three, please, Sam.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy and the guys who are the kleptocracies.
So Joe Biden is actually literally before our eyes transforming into Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, I don't know which one. I guess he looks more like Beavis, but he maybe sounds more like Butthead. He's like Beavis Head, Beav Head. I don't know. He's Butthead. That would be a better name for him. But anyway, did he not sound just like Beavis and Butthead there? I mean, the man's going downhill daily. And can you imagine really waking up in this country and Kamala Harris being the president? I mean, could you imagine, what if you, like, went into a coma? Like, I don't know, you can pick any year you want to, really. What if you went into a coma under the Trump, you know, presidency? Or maybe even George W. Bush. Even Barry Satori. It don't matter. When you went into a coma before this administration, and then you woke up, you know, and they're telling you what year it is and this and that, and you mosey over to the remote control and you turn on the TV and Kamala Harris is president. Or even if you just turned it on and just saw that, you'd be like, what the hell is going on? Of course, all the rest of the complete insanity would blow your mind too. Biden wants new powers to seize Russian assets. U.S. president is expected to formally ask lawmakers to allow him to seize oligarchs' assets and enable the proceeds to flow to Ukraine. What do you think the world thinks about, let's just rob these people that, you know, don't have anything to do? And he said in that, ill-gotten gains. It's the ill-gotten gains. You want to talk about ill-gotten gains, Joe Biden being a multimillionaire is the epitome of ill-gotten gains. He doesn't have a skill in the world except just being a political liar. That's his only asset. And, of course, after he left the Obama administration, it looked like he just set himself and his family up to try to make as much money as possible. Probably never thought he would be, fake elected back into the presidency or politics. U.S. President Joe Biden will officially ask Congress later to grant him the authority to seize the assets of wealthy individuals believed to have links to the Kremlin and use them to help Ukraine, the White House has revealed in a statement. So that's what he was doing, that clip that he was butchering. There can't even, I mean, why would they even put that word in the teleprompter knowing that chances are it would be impossible for him to pronounce it, you know? How bad has it gotten? Trained Russian Navy dolphins are protecting Black Sea Naval Base, satellite photos show. This is news.usni.org. Russia has deployed trained dolphins during the invasion of Ukraine to protect a Black Sea Naval Base. The Russian Navy has placed two dolphin pens at the entrance of the harbor, sheltered just inside the seawall. The pens were moved there in February around the time of the invasion of the Ukraine, according to satellite imagery. So I thought that was interesting that story is in the news. They're taking this thing serious. I don't think they, they're not certain which way this thing's going to go. And all the while, we've got the Dow. It dropped 939 points yesterday. Bezos lost $13 billion in hours. I'm going to be talking about the supply chain shortages, the food production plant fires. I mean, we're seeing the entire infrastructure, the deliberate destruction of America, the border wide open. They are saying, the Attorney General of Missouri said this week that if things continue the way they are till during the entire time of the Biden presidency, 30 million illegals will have come into the country. That's the population of Texas. 30 million in 4 years. That's 10% increase into the population of the country. What is that going to do to the welfare system, the healthcare system, the school system? And it's all being deliberately done. I mean, these laws, immigration policy and laws that's on the books, have no accountability whatsoever. You would think that if you are swear to take an oath to uphold the laws and the Constitution of the United States, and you do what Joe Biden is doing, there would be some recourse. But apparently in this country, with this completely corrupt government in place, there is none. And what does Congress do? People like Ted Cruz paid a bunch of useless lip service, you know, get up there and rant and rave and then do absolutely nothing, just like they've done with big tech censorship, just like they've done with border security, and just like they've done with really all the problems. You know, Biden is talking about forgiving all the school debt. All the school debt. Well, you know, I have thought a lot about that. That was in the news this past week. And I've got a friend that's a barber, and his teenage son came down with a cancer. And then, lo and behold, his wife came down with breast cancer. They've both been in and out of the hospital. She had to have her breast removed. This guy's swimming. What I'm talking about is he's swimming in hospital debt. These college students, which I agree, college is way overpriced, and a lot of these kids don't benefit from the education, but they choose to do so. And you think about it, you're 18 years old. You don't know anything about debt and loans, and they get themselves into this debt. But these are the most privileged teenagers in the world, and the most spoiled. So forgiving their, why don't you forgive the debt of these people that's swimming in hospital bills that can't help but play by the rules? Forgiving the debt to all of these young men and women in their 20s is really just a buy-off to get their support and their vote. Yeah, they paid too much for college. Yeah, they did it. Probably, you know, they came out with $100,000 in college debt and went and got a $35,000 a year job, and they couldn't foresee that. But, you know, the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world going around and acting like some sort of philanthropist, like, we'll just give Ukraine $33 billion, you know? And the evening news last night led off, and all they talked about was an American had been killed in the Ukraine. Now, I don't know the scenario. I wasn't able to watch it. I was reading it. But they harped on it for a long time. But whatever the scenario is, U.S. military, U.S. someone that went there on their own volition to fight with the Ukrainians, whatever. They wouldn't be killed if they wasn't there. You know, so if the government didn't send him there or he didn't take himself there, he would be alive and well if he wasn't in the Ukraine. It's so insane to watch the evening news. They'll harp on how all these cities in the Ukraine is just utterly destroyed. And then they'll talk about how the U.S. needs to send more military equipment, and they might let Zelensky on and whine off a little bit. And then they'll talk about how, you know, the Ukraine's winning. I mean, in a segment of 3 minutes, they'll cover complete and utter doublespeak. Now, I know I'm skipping around. My printer's broke, and I can't do this the way I've done it for 10 years with paper, so I'm having to flip between screens. But this story here, listen to this. FDA approves remdesivir for babies and young children to treat COVID-19. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced that full approval will be granted to remdesivir, a COVID drug to treat babies and children aged 28 days and older. Reports showed that remdesivir causes severe side effects that include dysfunction, septic shock, and kidney and liver damage, while other COVID-19 treatments have received emergency use authorization for children younger than 12. Remdesivir, marketed under the name Valeri by Gilead Sciences, is the first to receive full FDA approval. I mean, I don't know about where you live. Nobody around here has COVID no more. Okay. And I don't think anybody ever even, they even put down the number that anyone died like 12 or under, much less any babies. You know, the school age children, according to their own statistics, no matter what you believe about COVID, according to their own statistics, they're the ones least affected by it. But of course, they're the ones that have to wear the mask. In some states like New York, I think they're still doing that insanity. And there are the TV commercials in this area constantly is like some really sincere looking woman, and she's holding her 6-year-old child or playing with him or her or whatever. And then she turns to the camera and she says, "As soon as the COVID vaccine is available, we'll be taking it so I can protect my child from COVID-19. And then it's vaccine.gov or whatever. I mean, the constant propagandizing. I mean, anybody can see that, you know, this is where they want this to go. They have an agenda, because anybody knows that the government of the United States don't care about you that much, you know, God almighty. But here, yeah, they're planning, and you know, you just heard all of the side effects that can come from that, and well, that's the direction it's going. I think that it's, I would just about bet the farm before we get to the November selections. I know I said this last year and I was incorrect. I was a year too early, and I may be just blatantly wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. We get into late September, early October. They're going to be claiming there's some other variant. We're going to need mail-in voting and mail-in ballots and all of that stuff again. And so, you know, these talking heads harp constantly, oh, the Democrats is going to be crushed in November. And I just don't think they're not gonna let a legitimate vote happen when they know that a lot of people are, with this inflation and all the rest of the insanity, probably are gonna go out and vote against the Democrats. So they're gonna, why would anybody think, just because they hoaxed it off successfully the last time and there was no accountability to any of that massive hoaxing that they done, rigging would be a better word than hoaxing, the massive rigging that, do you think these diabolical, insane megalomaniacs won't try to do it again come this November? I can't imagine that they would do anything but we shall see. But there's a Harry Box video, lockdown's coming back, BitChute. You might want to check that out. Coming up on a break, back in a moment.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. Constitution is remarkable in many ways. In about 4,500 words on 4 pages of parchment, 55 men outlined a new form of government, the 3 branches, the powers of each, the people who will hold office, how they become office holders, and so much more. 22 of those men, or 40%, were lawyers. They chose not to obfuscate the document with legalese and pages of clauses and conditions. They chose to write a document in language simple enough that we, the people, can read it and understand it. That was probably the last time a lawyer ever wrote anything so simple. It was definitely the last time our federal government wrote anything with the understanding of we, the people, in mind. Everything that comes out of Washington, D.C. today is so convoluted that even the original intent is lost. Until tomorrow, civis pacem, parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Running down the insane news of the week, and Mark sent me a video, Truth Stream Media, which is always good. This is a housing crisis, so it's about 40 minutes long. You might want to give that a look. I'm sure it's an interesting video Mark sent. Need to know.news. Social credit scores are already in use in various places around the world, but nowhere more than in the communist hellhole that is China. You know, I saw some video out of China, like all these men in white suits rounding up supposed people over COVID. It looks like the pictures we saw 2 years ago. I mean, it really looks very staged. I'm not sure if it's real or not. The dystopian measure acts in a similar fashion to a traditional credit score. However, as the name indicates, one score has little to do with their financial prospects or ability to pay off debt on time. Social scores are all about your level of compliance to the regime and acceptance of the approved narrative. For example, if social credit scores were in full effect in the United States and you were to donate money to a company like the National Rifle Association or buy stocks in oil, pretty much anything deemed far right or environmentally damaging by the establishment, your score would take a hit. Too many hits, and you guessed it, there goes your ability for your purchasing power. Governments across the Western world are exploring this tool, especially in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, which proved that the government can obtain almost limitless power in a crisis and set the stage for the next phase of World Economic Forum's Project 2030, where the plan is that you will own nothing and be happy. As of right now, there is no official government-sponsored social credit system in the West, but that will change in the coming months thanks to Italy, which announced the rollout of its new rewards-based program that aims to modify people's climate change behavior by assigning a score based on their compliance. The first program of its kind in the EU, the program will kick off its pilot starting in the fall of 2022 in the large metropolitan city of Bologna. Citizens who comply with the radical climate change agenda by displaying good behavior such as correctly recycling or using public transportation will be rewarded with cryptocurrency and discounts to local retailers. Enrollees will be given a smart citizen wallet where the rewards can be accessed. The higher one's scores correlating with good behavior changes will allow them to access to more benefits. Man, that sounds like, you know, when you're training a dog and he does well, you give him a treat, you know, and that learned behavior, you can teach him to, or her, teach him or her, to sit down or bark or whatever. I don't see anything on the horizon to prevent you from expecting that this will be coming to a neighborhood near you. So needtoknow.news has the story. Italy is already putting that in place. Now, I mentioned this last week. I was kind of surprised. I heard this on a lot of mainstream media this week. Of course, not NBC Nightly News or anything like that, but talk radio anyway. It's funny. You know, you listen to some of the talk radio these days, and it sounds a whole lot like what we've talked about here now for years. I mean, some of these stories that would have been deemed some sort of conspiracy theory, they're so factual and easily proven until they can't deny it. The Gateway Pundit ran this story actually this past week. Mysterious fires at food plants and FBI warning of food shortages. Dozens of food processing plants and warehouses have been destroyed by fires, plane crashes, and other curious accidents in recent weeks, representing a disturbing trend that falls well outside of the coincidental. The latest incident happened in Covington, Georgia, when a plane crashed into a General Mills plant on Thursday, killing two people and destroying a number of trailers stored at the plant. The crash happened just before Fox News' Tucker Carlson was about to report on the curious spat of food plant accidents, leaving him flabbergasted at the apparent coincidence. What's going on here? Well, the story gets weirder. Food processing plants all over the country seem to be catching fire. A couple of days ago, a fire destroyed the headquarters of Missouri Standard, one of the largest organic food distributors in the country, Tucker reported. The end of last month, the fire severely damaged a fresh onion packaging facility in South Texas. In Oregon, a potato chip processing plant just reported a boiler explosion. Zero Hedge has ran this story. I mean, it just continues, and it does seem to be beyond the pale of just happenstance. And I mean, you put that in perspective with they've somehow, I don't really know how, I don't know. Let me just tell you what's happening, and you guys maybe can tell me next hour. But because of COVID and then sending out all these checks where they were paying people more unemployment than they were making. And I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. As far as I know around here, I don't know anybody still getting these large checks. But places are closing left and right because they can't get any workers. There's, I mean, restaurants that's been in this area for a decade or more have had signs up, help wanted. You know, you go to the restaurant, they got signs up with, we're short staffed, where these tables we're not using. You know, you see all these tables that they have the chairs up on. You ask, you know, is this COVID related or why are you doing this? We don't have the staff. So while we've got this supply chain breakdown, and you know, Biden cut off the oil, and we've got skyrocketing gas prices. We've got inflation where a sheet of plywood $75. You've got a labor shortage that I don't quite understand. How are these people, these masses of people, getting by that refuse to work now, which is shutting down, continuing the problem? And then you've got the fires at the food processing plants. I mean, this is like a perfect storm scenario. And you've got Biden knocking on the door of world war over the Ukraine because he cares so much about their border, and our border is wide open. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So, you know, it takes me back to the problem, reaction, solution. They're trying to take us somewhere that we would not accept unless we went through problem and reaction. So I think the only thing that you could ever conclude looking at all of these various scenarios is that it's going to get much worse, which, again, as things worsen, that should have propelled people to run out and vote for more poison. But, you know, they always tell us the solution to these problems is more poison. I mean, they'll tell you that this massive immigration, illegal immigration, is, you know, going to help the supply chain problem. Illiterate people. I mean, I don't know. Next hour, I plan to take phone calls all next hour, but it's really mind-boggling that they have been able to bring about all of this and nothing as far as, I mean, I know someone will say, well, DeSantis in Florida. Yeah, DeSantis in Florida's doing a good job on a lot of fronts. I mean, he didn't take part in the hoax. And even the evening news, every night, everywhere you look, they're trying to claim COVID's on the rise. You know, the COVID numbers is on the rise. They're not in this county, I can tell you that much. And even Fauci this past week said the pandemic was over. And then, you know, they immediately made him recant those statements. Now, listen to this. Putin tells UN chief Kosovo set Donbass president. Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres in the Kremlin on Tuesday for talks revolving around the Ukraine crisis. The two discussed the situation on the ground, with Putin explaining to the UN chief Russia's reasoning for launching its military operation against its neighbor. Moscow's move to recognize the breakaway republics of Donetsk and Lugansk was based on the Kosovo precedents set up by a UN-backed court, Putin told Guterres. The republics emerged after people living in Ukraine's east rejected the Western-backed 2014 Maidan, he expanded. Putin added that the post-coup Kyiv government opted for a military solution that led to the eight-year standoff in the Donbass. Putin said, I remember very well the decision of the International Court of Justice, which states that in exercising the right of self-determination, a territory or any state is not obliged to apply for permission to declare its sovereignty to the central authorities of the country, Putin said. So, now, isn't that a little tidbit of information that you won't see on the evening news? So, you know, something else that's really been incredible with the whole Ukrainian situation is the constant bombardment of propaganda against Russia. I mean, they've even come out here of late and said, you know, that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russian disinformation. But still, what is it going to do? You know, where's it going to go? There's not going to be any accountability. No one's going to do anything about it. But yet, it's really kind of like 9/11 or JFK or any of these. USS Liberty, you could go on. The media and the government covers it up for a while. And then after a while, they don't really care anymore. You know, the truth can come out. Nobody's going to do anything. And another reason, I think, and you know, maybe I'll be all wrong, but you know, on the Saturday before the 2020 election, we took turns saying what we thought was going to happen on election day. And I said I thought Biden would win. The stage was set to win the election. And if they don't rig this next election, I don't think that they may not be so easy to complete their plan of action. They do seem like they are in a rush to accomplish what they're doing. But we shall see. At least, you know, one thing about it, it won't be boring. Here is something else. StraitsTimes.com. China reports first human case of H3N8 bird flu. Now, if you've been keeping up with this, you know, the bird flu has been all the rage for the last month or so. This is a Reuters story. China has recorded the first human infection with the H3N8 strain of bird flu, the country's health authority said on Tuesday, April 26, but said the risk of it spreading among people right now was considered low. A four-year-old boy from central Henan province was found to have been infected with the variant after developing a fever. No close contacts were infected with the virus, the National Health Commission said in a statement. You know, isn't it interesting that it always comes from China, you know? And I mean, even this last, this whole COVID, where they tried to claim that, you know, remember in the beginning, they tried to claim it was from some wet, what do they call them? Open air market, a wet market. You know, why is it called wet? But anyway, they just so happened to be right there in the vicinity of a bioweapons lab that the United States government was funding. And then you remember the story of all the Ukrainian bioweapons labs that Russia was talking about? Boy, you didn't see mainstream media cover that very long, did you? It's kind of like the subway shooting that I've talked about the last 2 weeks. That didn't get to Trayvon Martin where they updated that story any at all. So, I mean, if you watch this, and I know this audience does, you see these stories that they pick and choose, George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, and it fits their narrative, so they ram it down the American people's throat. Then these other stories that don't fit their narrative, that are, you know, complete, so abundant, it's just incredible, then, you know, they just don't report on them. And so that leaves it up to alternative media sources and platforms like Republic Broadcasting. Cases of acute hepatitis in children increase, science says. This is from Metro. Lockdowns may be one of the factors behind the growing hepatitis outbreaks among children that has left scientists around the world puzzled. So the scientists around the world, they're puzzled. The UK remains at the center of the outbreak, but seemingly unlinked cases have been detected in 11 countries across Europe and the Americas. The number of infected youngsters in the UK who are mainly under 10 has risen, the World Health Organization said, but the outbreak of the unknown strain has hit a total of 169 young patients around the world, with 10% needing liver transplants. One patient's died. The UK has seen no deaths. The UK Health Secretary Agency says about 10 children have had transplants. You know, I think we're just at the tip. Just at the tip of all of the negative effects that's going to be coming out from the masking, of course, the clot shot. Then, you know, untold the billions that's been lost, the closing of small businesses. I mean, the criminal action that has taken place from the government with regards to this completely orchestrated, hoaxed pandemic, the lives ruined, the suicides, the drug and alcohol addiction. I mean, we'll never know. It will be up to each individual's mind to fathom the destructive power this has had. And, you know, all the while you're seeing all these malls close. Well, guess what? They want the malls to close because that money doesn't flow into not just Jeff Bezos, which, you know, has made staggering amounts of money at Amazon because of the pandemic, But who owns the shares in Amazon stock? Well, Vanguard Group owns 33,421,000 shares, and BlackRock owns 28,717,000 shares as of the end of last year. So Vanguard Group, BlackRock, you know, we've talked about this before, and other broadcasts have too. But the destruction of middle-class America, the destruction of the mom-and-pop stores, and then all of that money flowing into Amazon is exactly what the scum and trash wanted, and that's what they do. Back in.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
We are back on the alternative media, here in the studio. going to be taking your phone calls all next hour, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. You can weigh in on any of this or share some other news and information, whatever you would like to do. Also, the NationalReview.com ran the story this past week. The FBI conducted as many as 3.4 million searches of data in the U.S. without a warrant over the year 2021, according to a new government report. I would not expect them to get any kind of warrant if they wanted to collect data. I mean, the FBI and the CIA have gone completely rogue, right? I mean, that's out in the open, right? I mean, just look at anything. Look at anything they do, I guess. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop would be one of the Las Vegas massacre. You could go back since I've been watching all those videos on Sandy Hook. Sometimes I look back, you know, even though you can't do anything about it or you really can't do a whole lot with that information, and just the shock value. Incredible. The annual statistical transparency report was published by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence on Thursday and focuses on the intelligence community's use of the national security authorities for surveillance under U.S. law. There's really no need to even read this because nothing's going to happen. They're doing it right now. They'll continue to do it. Congress isn't going to do anything about it. The media is not even going to report on it. And the American people is going to do what they do best, stand on the sidelines and look dumbfounded. There is a new freedom convoy in Canada. Canadian police said 7 people were arrested and 24 vehicles towed at a motorcycle rally in downtown Ottawa. Bikers rolled into the country's capital while a group of anti-COVID mandate protesters on foot gathered outside the Parliament building. So anyway, there is a motorcycle rally. I'm not exactly sure what's the date of this. I don't know when this is. April 30th. This is today. So apparently, and that'll go basically unreported as well, but that is going on. This legislation over in Ungrate, we can never be too surprised at what happened in Ungrate. Police state legislation criminalizing noisy protests to become law in Britain. Controversial legislation empowering police forces to crack down on noisy protests in Britain is set to become law after passing through the House of Lords. I wonder if that applies to BLM. 512-248-8252. Coming up on the top of the hour break. Back in a moment.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.